Welcome to the latest on C.S. Lewis, providing timely and timeless news and information. I'm your host, William O'Flaherty. This is episode 9, released on January 30th, 2023. Thanks for listening to it here on the All About Jack podcast. Check the show notes for links to everything mentioned and consider watching the video version on the Knowing and Understanding C.S. Lewis YouTube channel. Coming up, an Inklings weekend in Montreat. 2023 C.S. Lewis lecture at University of Tennessee in Chattanooga. C.S. Lewis on stage, further up and further in. And much, much more. Montreat, North Carolina is where you want to be March 31st to August 2nd for an Inklings weekend. The legacy of J.R.R. Tolkien, 50 years after his death, is the theme of this retreat. Hal Poe and Don King will speak as usual with special guests Dennis Beats and Nigel Goodwin. Montreat is located not far from Asheville, North Carolina. The University of Tennessee at Chattanooga is hosting the annual C.S. Lewis Lecture on March 21st. Holly Ordway, the Fellow of Faith and Culture of the Word on Fire Institute and author of several books, is giving the lecture. It's entitled Iron Sharpening Iron, Lewis and Tolkien's Ecumenical Friendship and Mutual Influence. A few months ago, Max McLean debuted Further Up and Further In, a play that presents more about the life of C.S. Lewis after he was the most reluctant convert. Upcoming cities where you can see the play include St. Louis, Lexington, Kentucky, Houston, Phoenix, Pittsburgh, and Kansas City. Visit cslewisonstage.com to stay informed on the tour dates. Here's a quick look at a few other things worth noting. How to Read and Write Like an Inkling is an event happening March 5th through the 7th at Isuzu Pacific University, located near Los Angeles. Speakers include Diana Pavlik-Lyer, Terry Glaspie, and Michael J. Christensen. Ballet 5-8 is performing a full-length ballet inspired by Lewis's Till We Have Faces in a couple of cities around the U.S. in March and April. The ballet is simply called Bareface. Lesser Known Lewis, a podcast, recently released a two-part show entitled No Ordinary Episode. It features an interview with someone who was a neighbor of Lewis in the 40s and 50s. Here's something by Lewis you may have overlooked. Rehabilitations and Other Essays was Lewis's sixth published book and the first collecting shorter writings he had done. Originally released in 1939, they deal more with scholarly topics. While the book is out of print, all the essays are available in other collections. Here's a book I hope you have. The C.S. Lewis Reader's Encyclopedia is an absolute must for anyone who wants to quickly locate all things Lewis-related. You'll find entries on every aspect of his life and writings in this nearly 500-page hardback. Here's a fact about Lewis you may not have known. It's well known to most that Lewis's first full-time job at Oxford was teaching English literature. But just prior to this, in 1924, he had a temporary fill-in position as a teacher of philosophy. This was possible because one of the degrees he had included the study of classics, philosophy, and ancient history. Finally, consider checking out these resources I have online. I have 5 previous interviews about Inklings Weekend in Montreat. Check them out to learn more about what the experience is like. Earlier this month, I posted an interview with Charlie Starr about his book, The Lion's Country. It deals with Lewis's theory of the real. Finally, don't forget last year I did Weekly Dose of C.S. Lewis Quotes, so there's 365 verified quotations from him on a variety of topics. I'm William O'Flaherty, author of The Misquotable C.S. Lewis and C.S. Lewis Goes to Hell, a companion and study guide to the Screwtape Letters. Visit EssentialCSLewis.com to keep up on all the material I cover about Lewis, including how to find me on Twitter and the names of my various C.S. Lewis Facebook groups that I oversee. The latest on C.S. Lewis is a feature of the Knowing and Understanding YouTube channel. Let me know what you think of this episode by leaving a comment. Also, help me promote this video by liking and sharing it with others. Plus, subscribe to this channel if you haven't already. If you have news of something related to Lewis that you'd like me to consider sharing, then leave me a comment or email me info@essentialcslewis.com.